The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Steve Woodhouse of the Knoxville Journal-Express and Nathan Cones of Carroll Broadcasting. Steve, you can start us off with your first question for Senator Grassley.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Very good, Steve. Glad to have you on here.
Patty Judge was here in Knoxville last night, and one of her major topics was regarding the open Supreme Court position. And my question is, if Hillary Clinton wins the election, will you hold confirmation hearings for Merrick Garland during the lame duck session?
The answer is no, but that doesn't mean that we wouldn't hold hearings on Garland. It would come this way. My February 23rd letter said that the people ought to have a voice, and then, in turn, the new president make a decision. So if that new president decided to send up the name of Garland, then we would process it at that point according to the stand that I took several months ago.
Thank you so much for your time, Senator Grassley. We had a tragedy in Iowa. I was obviously, as you were aware, from the murder of a Des Moines and Urbandale officer. I was looking for some comments from you on that incident, as well as what the government at a national level is doing to combat violence against police officers.
I put out a statement yesterday, but let me summarize that for you, that our hearts go out to the families of the deceased policeman in Des Moines and Urbandale. Policemen put on their uniform to protect us. We owe them a lot. We don't give it the consideration we should. But just like the military people that put on the uniform to defend us from foreign danger, the policemen put on uniform every day to make sure that we have a peaceful society, and we ought to do what we can to honor them. We need to do a thank you, but we also ought to help them with their job. And I'll close with something I heard the mayor of Windsor Heights say this morning at a breakfast I was at, and it wasn't one of her policemen, but she said, when you see somebody in blue today, thank them. And that's the way I feel. Back to Woodhouse.
Yeah. If I could stick with the judicial nomination, if Hillary wins, and would there be any kind of delay in holding hearings of any of her nominees after the first year after she's inaugurated?
You know, just the normal process that you go through to staff up, because you hire a few extra lawyers to go through all the opinions that they've written, all the speeches they've given. It would be the normal vetting of any Supreme Court justice that's taken place over the last 30 years. It's pretty pro forma. Then you maybe would have 3 or 4 days for hearings, both from people that are for and people that are against. And then you might have a couple days delay, and then you would vote on it. But that process would kick in immediately after the president sends somebody up. Now, what I've just described to you would be the committee's action. Once it gets to the Senate floor, the majority leader decides when those things are going to come up, how much debate it's going to take. Then it would, at that point, that each senator, including this senator, would have to make up their mind of whether or not they're going to vote for him. But whether I would vote yes or no would have nothing to do with the processing of the nomination.
Your opponent, Patty Judge's attacks on you have grown increasingly harsh over the past several weeks, claiming that you're nothing but an obstacle to a functioning government in regards to that open judicial seat. Yet you still hold a 18% lead with the most recent Quinnipiac poll. And I was just curious as to your thoughts.
Hey. There's no question I welcome more than yours, because both from the standpoint of judges plus the standpoint of my work of the committee since I've chaired it. Number one, over 8 years of this president, we've we processed 329 judges and only disapproved of two. And we've also are pretty much on track to do what a Democrat Congress did when we had a Republican president, the previous Republican president. So that's the record on judges, and I think it's a pretty good record when you only disapprove of two. Then from the process of bills, I passed 30 bills out of committee. All of them have been bipartisan bills, and then 13 have been signed by a Democrat president. One of the bills I've worked very closely with the White House on, called Criminal Justice Reform, and also worked with Senator Durbin, Democrat whip, on that one. And then, if you don't want to take my word for it, then I refer people to a Georgetown University study that came out about 6 months ago. You can look it up on my website or their website. And they studied all 100 senators on their bipartisanship approach. And I come in the top five of 100 senators being bipartisan. So you see, the facts will just obliterate the accusation.
Thank you, Steve and Nathan, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.